Professor Shoup. Prof, how are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you, Simon. How are you doing?
I've admitted it out there. I'm a bit chilly. I finally succumbed and turned on the heater, Prof, but otherwise life is good.
Okay, great. Simon, today I think we want to talk about a question which I get many, many questions on this. And I think it's becoming very much more relevant, and that's the issue of non-living domestics coming to char or to carers for elderly people, or else living domestics who need to travel outside for personal reasons, for a funeral or family affair, and then coming back into the house. So I thought 100%. I'd just go through a couple of precautions if I can.
Yes, please, Prof.
First of all, most important is to have a communication pipeline. That's really the most, to kind of communicate with your domestic or the char, whoever it is. They must have your cell phone. You must have their cell phone number. To have a dialogue, if they're not feeling well, they must be able to notify you and not be disincentivized from telling they're not feeling well. There must be no penalization, salary deduction or anything like that to kind of put them off telling you that they're not feeling well and that they shouldn't come to work. And the other way around, that the family should be able to tell the domestic if anybody in the family is not feeling well, so you don't transmit to them as well. So it should go both ways. And of course, we're coming into the cold and influenza season now with winter, so there may well be quite a lot of not feeling wells. And I think that dialogue is very, very important. The second issue, of course, the important one is the transport. Now, coming to the house in a taxi, for example, I think that would be very important to educate them that when they're in the taxi, that's extremely important that they should have a mask. That they should try. Obviously, social distancing is very difficult. Hand sanitizing is important. When they come into the house, number three, to be important that they wash their hands thoroughly as they enter into the house. Maybe sometimes, I don't know, to dialogue with them if they don't mind having a temperature screen. I don't think that's a critical thing. I think the important is that they do report if they do have symptoms. And then fourthly, I think it's usual that they would change their clothes, that they would go into an overall. And then lastly, social distancing when they are in the house. And if they're looking after an elderly, if it's a carer looking after an elderly person, obviously critically to wear a mask. Obviously, when they're doing their housework and so on, domestic chores, it would be a bit unreasonable to wear a mask the whole day. So I think the most important thing really is to have a dialogue and a discussion of the issues between them, so that, you know, that there is a rapport between the domestic worker and the employee, the employer and employee.
That's a lot of very sensible advice, Prof. And and I hope that you'll take that to heart. But Prof, could it be said then that given the exponential growth in the infection rates, that if you are willing to pay your domestic worker, it probably would make more sense to tell them to stay at home until we flatten the curve somewhat?
Yeah, look, they need to make that kind of decision. We've made that decision personally, but there's someone, you know, every family will need to make their own decision. Clearly, if there's a high risk person in the household, that would motivate also requesting the domestic worker to remain at home, provided, of course, that he or she is not penalised. They should still get their full salary. I think it's owed to them. But you know, the problem is, of course, this could go on for quite some time. You know, the peak they're predicting is going to be some probably middle to end of next month. And that's the peak only. Then, of course, it's going to come down fairly slowly. So we are talking about quite a long time. But it's a personal decision. It's a family decision.
No, that makes sense. I just want to reemphasize one or two of those points again, Prof. You said communicate. And, you said, wear masks. Wherever impossible, wear masks. Even inside the house, if it is at all possible. So, Prof, that's, how we get to 4:30. As always, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you.